Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 4th of August 2009 and the time is 19:10. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name's Stuart Vernon Harrison. My date of birth is the 2nd of the 5th, 1975 and I'm from Chester.
Lovely. How are you today, Stuart?
I'm all right. A little bit nervous, but I'm okay.
Good. And can I ask, what was it initially that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I'd seen what the fourth plinth had been used for in the past, and I saw it that it was going to happen. And actually, my cousin's husband's an art teacher in Derby, and he was applying for it. And I was at their house and I thought, oh, we'll do it at the same time. So I thought, I'll do it as well. Actually, I got picked and he's not been picked. So that's how it's kind of happened. So.
Brilliant. And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, when I found out I'd definitely been given a place, I had lots of different ideas. That kind of changed when I started watching people doing what they were doing. I had an idea to hold some kind of sign or to get dressed up in some kind of costume. But after a lot of thought, I decided that I wanted to do something I could take away from it for myself. So I enjoy doing some drawing, so I decided to do some drawing and take some photographs. So I've actually got something I can say, this is what I did when I had my hour.
Yeah, lovely. So you're going to do drawing and taking pictures.
Yeah.
Is this something that you would normally do in your everyday life?
It would be. Not so much the photographs, but definitely the drawing. I do a bit of drawing. Yeah. So more so as I'm getting a bit older. So I just thought I'd do the photographs because it's such a good spec, isn't it?
Yeah.
To take some pictures. So.
Yeah. Brilliant. And what do you normally draw?
It depends really. I normally do quite abstract things and strange, sometimes computer-based kind of drawings or mixed in with some kind of, with things I've drawn myself. And I'm actually kind of trained to do kind of digital video. That's what my job is. So it's just something a bit different really from my everyday life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't normally sit down and do kind of like still life or scenes and things. So I don't know how good I'm going to be at that. And I'm a bit worried that the camera's going to see what I'm drawing, but I'm just going to do my best. So.
Very good. And you just said you make digital video.
Yeah.
As your profession.
Yeah.
Would you like to say a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Well, I went to university and did a digital art degree. And after I finished my degree, I ended up working in the television industry. And now I do a bit of camera work, but mainly I'm a location producer, so I find locations for different TV shows. So, but I'm actually taking a break this summer because I'm going to go travelling. So,
okay,
yeah,
amazing. What TV shows have you found locations for?
I've worked on Top of the Pops, one called Soapstar Superstar in Manchester, and I've just been working for a show called Most Haunted, which looks at kind of historic old sites in, well, we've done it in America and in England and Europe, so.
Fantastic. And is it something you enjoy?
Yeah, I love it. Like I say, I've just actually resigned from my job and I'm taking a break for the summer so I can go, I'm going to Thailand, and then I'm going to come back to my career perhaps October, November time. So, but no, I do. I love my job. I'm very lucky.
Brilliant. And is traveling something that you've done before?
Yeah, I've been across America, traveled across there. I've been to Vietnam and Cambodia and spent a few months over there. So that's why I'm going back to Thailand, just to finish off my trip. So no, I love traveling. If I didn't have to work and had the money, I'd spend my life traveling.
And you're going to Thailand now.
Is
there a particular area of Thailand that you're going to?
Well, we're going to see Angkor Wat in Cambodia first for a few days, and then we're going to just head down. We're going to do all the kind of secluded beaches. So we're kind of open-minded, and we're going to see what we do when we get there. So.
And who are you going travelling with?
I'm going travelling with a guy called Alfonso Rosales, who is also an associate producer, kind of like I am, but he works for Discovery Channel in America. And I worked with him when I was working in America, so he's coming to me in Thailand.
Fantastic. And you're from Chester,
yeah.
You said. Were you born in Chester?
I was born in Chester. I went. I was there till 23, 24. Then I went to university in Farnham in Surrey, and then I worked for the BBC in London for 3 years. So I lived in London for a few years, and then I've lived in Manchester for 4 years. And I've been back in Chester for 6 weeks. So I'm probably going to be coming back to London in October, November time.
Fabulous. Any favourite area of all the places you've lived in?
I love Chester for the fact that it's kind of not that big and, you know, very old and historic and near the countryside. I've had a brilliant time living in Manchester. I love the history and culture in London. I think if I had the money and I could have the lifestyle that I wanted, I think I'd live in London.
Yeah.
I think so.
And you've come down today.
Yep.
To be on the fourth plinth.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to stand on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square? How do you feel about it?
Well, I've just walked past the plinth and I just saw the plaque on the wall, and when I saw that, it kind of made me realise historically the importance of it and stuff. And I like, you know, the things I've seen that Anthony Gormley's done, and there was a guy that did a piece of artwork in England called Spencer, I think it's Spencer Tunick, is it, with the naked people. And I knew people that did that, but I couldn't quite go that far to take my clothes off in public, and I think this is a great way to be part of something. And it's become quite big, it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. It's been on all the news stations and even in kind of like magazines, like popular culture magazines, and in the paper. And so I'm really, really pleased they've done it. I'm going to be very nervous, but I think once I've come down, I can actually say, you know, I was part of history, and, you know, things like this go into kind of like the archives and things, so people know who you are, and I like that side of it. So
brilliant. And what do your parents think about you going on the plinth?
They think it's really good that they've had the laptop open all day, and they've been watching the streaming online. So a lot of my family and friends are waiting to see me. So I don't know what they're expecting. So I just need to work out where the camera is, and I'll turn the other way. No, they're very pleased. Very pleased.
Brilliant. And who are your parents?
My mum is called Barbara Harrison, and my dad's called Alan Harrison.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I've got a sister called Claire. She's married to a man called Richard Fagan. They live in Chester. Richard's a landscape garden, a tree surgeon, and they've got four boys, all under 13. Kai Fagan, Brady Fagan, Connor Fagan, and Ree Fagan, and it's actually Connor's birthday. And I've got a brother called Neil, who's married to a girl called Helen, and they've got two girls called Lizzie and Kitty. And I've got a cousin called Catherine, but she's like a sister, and she's just had a little girl called Isla, and that's whose husband Nick told me to apply to come on this today. So yeah, big family.
Yeah, big family indeed. A lot of you live in Chester?
We all live in Chester. I was the only one that really moved away. It's nice. That's why it's nice to be back just for a few weeks, because it's just nice to be back near everyone again.
Yeah.
But everyone's in Chester.
And what was it like growing up in Chester?
It was great, because it's a nice, you know, it's a city, but it's a small city, and it's very picturesque, and, you know, Roman amphitheatres and two buildings, and a very, very nice place to grow up in. I was very lucky. I had a fantastic family, and had a very happy childhood.
And what were you into as a kid?
Dinosaurs. I still am. Still absolutely love dinosaurs for some reason. Don't know why. I think if you were to ask anyone about me growing up, I loved fun fairs and theme parks and things like that. Still do. Just messing about and playing. I had a very wild imagination when I was a child, and just did lots of very strange, not strange things, but I could keep myself occupied for hours on end.
Yeah.
Lego and things like that. So.
Yeah.
Nothing too weird.
And as a teenager growing up, what kind of music were you into?
I was really kind of into people like Massive Attack and Portishead, and a lot of kind of chill out music, and Air and 07 and things like that. And I know some of those weren't around perhaps when I was a teenager, but I got into that kind of music scene, and it never really changed, and I still listen to a lot of the same stuff now. So yeah. More on the chilled side.
Yeah. And yeah, like you went to uni and did a digital arts degree. How was that? Were you, because digital arts is quite a sort of fairly recent degree that you can do. What was that like to study?
Well, when I originally went to do it, I was going to do film and television production, which is the career that I wanted to do. And then this kind of digital wave happened in between my college and university. It's the first time that technology all came in, and we were given the chance to switch over, which I did. So it was using digital film and editing, you know, on a computer system rather than with old-fashioned tape. So it was good. It was all changing at that particular point, and actually it worked really well, because when I went to the BBC, we used these cameras called PD-170s, which at the time, they'd just come into our university, so I used those, and at the BBC they were still using them, so it kind of pushed me forward a little bit, and I was able to use cameras at work. So those kind of things really did help. It was great. I mean, I was supposed to come out and make short films myself and put them in festivals, but then I started working, and it's been 5 years, and I've been working flat out, and this is the first break that I've actually got, so this is when I'm going to try and do these kind of things.
Yeah.
So before it gets too late.
Great. And hopes for the future?
Well, something a bit more creative, I must admit. I went to university in the first place, so I could... I like to do stuff and create things all the time. When I don't, I get quite... not bogged down, but I like to do that kind of stuff. And that's why I went back. So I'm going to try and push myself to be a little bit more independent with it. And one of my friends that's with me today, a guy called Mike Riches, we are coming up with different ideas, and we're going to make a short film soon. Even if nothing ever comes of it, we can say we did it. And we've actually just sent some program ideas off to some commissioners at television channels we know, and we've had some good feedback. So hopefully the future will be a little bit more in control creatively of what I'm doing.
Yeah, brilliant. And personally, any kind of other ambitions apart from, well, there's travelling, I suppose?
Yeah. Settling down. I think the older I get, the kind of the more kind of normal life that I want, rather than when I was younger, I wanted to have a huge house and be famous and all this kind of stuff. Whereas now I don't. I just want a simple life, enough money to get by and settle down.
Yeah, lovely. And today you're going to be on the plinth now.
Yep.
Are you still quite nervous?
I'm getting better. I'm better now. I think if I decided to do something really kind of like outlandish, and I was going to be wearing something, or... I mean, I know it's a really good cause that people do the charity stuff, and I'm not knocking that at all, but if that was me doing it, I'd be quite nervous that I was having to try and get this message across. Mm. Whereas I think I can just go on there. I've got my iPod. I can just put that on, and I can just kind of chill out and just do what I want to do for that hour. And I wanted it to be a bit more of a personal thing rather than... Because my first idea was all more how other people would take it. Then I thought, well, actually, I'm doing it for me, not for anyone else. So I want to spend the hour like I'd like to spend it. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So now I'll be all right.
Great. Fab. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.